Page 210. Hannah. In 1810, Hannah Stanley arrives from England to the Sydney prison colony in Australia.
There, Hannah, I told you. Here's the governor come to welcome us. Look. All eyes focused on the small group of officials approaching. Hannah recognized the colonial surgeon and their own Captain Ward trailing the governor and his aides. She thought Governor Macquarie cut a fine figure in his heavily gold-lined dark blue dress coat with the high white collars, double-breasted red waistcoat, the red sash with sprayed tassels on the end, cream skin-tight trousers, and near knee-height mirror-finish boots. His face was fine-featured, if somewhat gaunt. That is what she could see under his broad dark bicorne. He wasted no time climbing a small dais to address the gathering. "I bid you welcome to New South Wales," he began, eyeing his captive audience. "You will serve your sentence here in this new land. Some of you will go to the female factory down the Parramatta River a bit." He raised a white-gloved hand towards the west. "But the greater majority of you will be allocated work on the farms or businesses here around Sydney town. Note well, people, that each one of you has an opportunity to put your crimes behind you and start a new life here in this land. And make no mistake, it will be a great land one day." The governor paused for effect. "Sydney will be a great city, and I want you to be a part of it. But it's up to you, entirely up to you. After you have been here for 4 years, you may apply for a ticket of leave, which means that you can work for yourself, doing whatever legal occupation you wish to do. This is a privilege you should not ignore if you want to better yourself. If you misbehave or commit a further crime, you will be jailed, receive punishment, and your current sentence increased. You could even be sent to Norfolk Island or Newcastle. God forbid if that happens. Believe me, you would not like it there. Now, that's about all I have to say."
Raymond Clark, Hannah, 2009.